Christianity is true. And the reason why we gather today is because we really recognize a man rose from the dead. It wasn't just a myth. And that's why the only explanation of the resurrection that makes sense is that indeed God became man and then experienced death in the person of Jesus and rose, not just to a new physical life again, but to a glorified life. To give us the answer to that longing in our hearts to live forever and to be loved. That's what we're destined for, is heaven, if we persevere in our faith. If you ever thought like, oh man, I just do this because my parents tell me I have to do this, or I do this because, I don't know, it's just what we do in my family, or maybe you're just totally against your will here, think about what other option do you have. You can believe that, I guess, we're just a bunch of molecules and atoms randomly thrown together, and then that we're just really good storytellers, and we just made the Bible up. But reason tells you that is a very poor understanding of what happened 2,000 years ago. And Christianity is something that must be examined. And I encourage, again, all who are here, maybe a little weak in your faith, look rationally at what the church teaches about the resurrection. And then those here who are regular churchgoers, you're in this. Never doubt your ability to spread this good news by talking about the resurrection. Do it here in the Easter season. Go to your family, your friends, your acquaintances. Ask them, what do you think about the resurrection? See what happens. See which one of those arguments they go for. Nah, he didn't really die. He just passed out. It was a myth. All the apostles, they were crazy. They were all drinking this really good Kool-Aid. See, help them find the irrationality of their understanding of this moment in history, and then help them maybe get a little closer to fully accepting this.